July 18th, 2013. No Milford Tunnel. First listen to June 23rd, 2013 to hear about getting to Milford Sound. Dr. Nick Smith, the Minister for Conservation, has now decided not to allow a tunnel to Milford Sound. Although the company wanting to build the tunnel is disappointed with this decision, many people are very happy. People who enjoy tramping in these two national parks did not want the tunnel. The Royal Forest and Bird Protection Society, called Forest and Bird, did not want native forest destroyed. The people of Te Anau are pleased that tourists will continue to visit their town and the very small town of Glenorchy near Queenstown did not want dozens of tour buses every day. Dr. Smith gave a number of reasons for his decision. He said that if a tunnel was built, 500,000 tons of rock would be dumped in the Holyford Valley. The tunnel entrance was too close to the Rootburn track, which is a very popular walking track. There would be new roads and traffic next to a quiet national park. He thought a long, narrow tunnel, only 5 meters wide, could be dangerous. And finally, he thought a tunnel would destroy the idea of a national park, which is a conservation area and should stay a conservation area for generations to come. He has not yet made a decision about a monorail. He plans to announce his decision in about 2 months' time.